So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kol ha-menachis j'nikmetu sh'loi l'shman k'sheris, ela sh'loi olu l'balam shem chayva. All menachis whose kaimitz was separated with the wrong intention, i.e. the kemitza was separated not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different mincha. For example, minchas marcheshes l'shem minchas machavas. The kemitza of a minchas marcheshes was done for the sake of a minchas machavas. Kesherim, they're nonetheless valid, and as Rashi explains, kesheris for kaimitza nikter b'shirei nechalim, they could continue the processing of this mincha as if it was sacrificed properly. They burn the kaimitza on the mizbeach and eat the remaining portion. Elosh le'alu le'bayil m'shem chayva. However, their owner has not fulfilled this obligation, as Rashi explains. V'tzarech lehevi acheris l'shem marcheshes. If he brought this mincha to fulfill an obligation or a vow, he must bring another mincha for the sake of the original mincha. The Mishnah cites an exception. Chutz me'michas chayte u'michas kenois. If one did kemitza shaloi l'shma in a mincha that atones in place of a karban chatas, or in the mincha of a seita, a woman suspected of adultery, the mincha is pasul. As the Mishnah elaborates, minchas chayte u'michas kenois shekamatzin shaloi l'shman. V'nosim v'kli v'halach v'hikta shaloi l'shman, a minchas chayte and minchas kenois become pasul if either one of the following four primary avodas were done shaloi l'shma. Kemitza, the kohen separated the kemitz for the mincha shaloi l'shma, kemitza is the equivalent of shchita of a behema, or matan kli, he put the kemitz into a kli sharis, a consecrated vessel, shaloi l'shma, this is the equivalent of kabbalah in the karban behema, or haylacha, he carried the kli sharis to the mizbeach shaloi l'shma, as in haylacha sadam, or haktara, he burned the kaimitz on the mizbeach shaloi l'shma, as in zrikas sadam. The Mishnah continues, oy l'shman v'shaloi l'shman, l'shem minchas chayti v'l'shem minchas nadava. Even if during one avodah he had intentions for both l'shmai and shaloi l'shmai, such as during kemitzas minchas chayti, he first intended l'shmai for minchas chayti, and then shaloi l'shmai for minchas nadava, or vice versa, shaloi l'shman u'l'shman. L'shem minchas nedava u'l'shem minchas chayte. During kemitza, he first intended shaloi l'shmai for minchas nedava, and then l'shmai for minchas chayte. Psulais, in all these cases, the mincha becomes pasul, and the shirayim may not be eaten. The Gemara infers from the Mishnah's first ruling, kol ha-menachas shenikmetzu shaloi l'shman kisheris, ela shaloi ol ha-balam shem chayva, l'baylam hu delay ol l'shem chayva, ha-mincha gufa kishera va'asa l'shnoye. Although the owner did not fulfill his obligation, the mincha retains its original status of being valid, and it is forbidden to continue having the wrong intentions during the subsequent avodas. As Rava ruled, Ayla shashakta shaloi l'shma, asur lizrek dama shaloi l'shma, if a carbon ayla was slaughtered shaloi l'shma, it is still forbidden to sprinkle its blood shaloi l'shma. The Gemara cites two possible bases for this ruling, ibay se misvara, vibay se mikra. Ibay se misvara, it's logical. Pshem the mishani ba kolhani l'shnoye ba benezel? Just because he performed one avodah incorrectly, should he also perform the rest of the avodahs incorrectly? Certainly not. V'ibayse makra, this is derived from a pasuk. Meitzis v'asecha tishmar v'asisa kashe nedar t'la Hashem lekecha nedava asher debart b'ficha. Now, we know that there's a difference between a neder or a nedava of a carbon as follows. If one says harei alai carbon, this constitutes a vow to bring a carbon, and he's personally liable for a carbon. And if he designates an animal for his carbon and it is then lost, he must bring another animal to fulfill his vow. While if one says Arezu carbon, this constitutes a donation of this specific animal as a carbon, and he's not personally liable for this carbon. If it is lost or dies, he does not have to bring another animal to fulfill his vow. David the Gemara asks, Nadava? Nederhu? If the Pasuk first refers to a neder, why does the Pasuk then call it a Nadava? Therefore, we expound the Pasuk as follows. Im kemosh nedarta sisa yehi neder, v'mlav yehi nedava. If it was brought for its own sake, as he had vowed, he fulfilled his obligation. But if it was brought shaloi l'shma, it is considered a nedava, and he must bring another carbon for his neder. No. And the Gemara concludes, it's proof. For nedava mishar l'shnuyba, it's certainly not permissible for nedava to be slaughtered shaloi l'shma. The Gemara proceeds to cite two braises of Rabbi Shimon, which seem to contradict each other whether in a minchas nedava shaloi l'shma, al l'bayil m'shem chayva. In the first braise, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol ha-menachas shenikmetzu shaloi l'shma, k'sheiris v'al l'bayil m'shem chayva. Shimon says that all menachas that had the kemitza done shaloi l'shma are kosher, and their owner has fulfilled his obligation because she'ein ha-menachas daimis l'zvachim. Menachas are different than zvachim because regarding menachas, she'akoyimitz machavas l'shom marcheshes ma'aseh u'machichin aleh l'shom machavas. If in a minchas machavas, a mincha baked in a flat pan, one had a machshava shaloi l'shma intentions for a minchas marcheshes, a mincha baked in a deep pan, it's obvious that the mincha is a minchas machavas and he lied. Therefore, Allah ba'al m'shem chayba. Or, chareva l'shum b'lila. Ma'aseh machichin l'shum chareva. If in a minchas chayte that does not have shem l'levayna, One erev machshavas l'shalei l'shma for mincha that does have shemen ulevayim. It's obvious that the mincha is a mechas chareva and he lied. Therefore, all labaylam shem chayva. However, regarding zvachim, this is not so because shchita achas lekulon, v'zrika achas lekulon, v'kabbalah achas lekulon. All karbanos behema have the same avaydis, and in a machshavas l'shalei l'shma, it's not obvious that he lied. Therefore, loy all labaylam shem chayva. While in the second brayis, Reb Shimon holds like our mishnah that kala menachas shenikmetzu shalei l'shma kisheres. All menachas that had the kmitza done shalei l'shma, although they are kosher, their owner has not fulfilled his obligation because the pasuk of Mincha states, "Kodesh kodeshim hi kechatas v'cha'ashim." Some menachas are compared to a chatas, and other menachas are compared to an ashim as follows: Minchas chayti hare hi kechatas, lafikach comes to shalei l'shma psula kechatas. A minchas chayti is compared to a karma chatas, and therefore, if the kmitza was done shalei l'shma, the minchas chayti becomes pasul as a chatas would. However, minchas nedava harehi ka'ashim, lefikach kamtza shalei l'shma k'sher ka'ashim. A voluntary mincha is compared to a karban ashim, and therefore, if the kmitza was done shalei l'shma, the minchas nedava remains kosher like an ashim would. However, ka'ashim, ma'ashim kosher ve'ena meratza, av minchas nedava k'sher ve'ena meratza. Just like in a ashim shalei l'shma, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation, so too in a minchas nedava shalei l'shma, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. Again, in the first place, Reb Shimon says, Minchas Nadava Shalei Lishma Olu Labayim Shem Chayva. While in the second place, Reb Shimon says, Minchas Nadava Shalei Lishma Loi Olu Labayim Shem Chayva. The Gemara offers three approaches that the following Amiram gave to reconcile the two braises of Reb Shimon. Ravashi answers that Reb Shimon holds, Olu Labayim Shem Chayva, in the case of Bekoimitz Machavas Lashum Macheshes, Olu Labayim. If his intentions were only in a Machavas for Macheshes, the owner's obligation is fulfilled. Because as Rashi explains, Kivin de le'atker shma de mincha el shma de mana divrei ruach ba'amanenu. Since he mentioned only the names of the utensils, the machshava has no meaning. However, lo'y ala le'balam shem chayv in the case of bekaimitz minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes. If his intentions were in a minchas machvas for a minchas marcheshes, the obligation is not fulfilled because kivin de atker shma de mincha machshavahu. Since he also mentioned the word mincha, the machshava has significance. Accordingly, the Mishnah concurs with Reb Shimon because the Mishnah refers to cases of mincha l'shum mincha l'shem minchas nadav l'shem minchas chayte, to which Reb Shimon agrees that le'ala le'balam shem chayva. Rabba answers that Reb Shimon holds alu le'balam shem chayva in the case of b'shinu kodesh. If the kmitza shalei l'shma was about a different mincha, such as minchas machavas l'shem minchas marcheshes, the owner's obligation is fulfilled because maseh mechichin shu mechasev. It's obvious that this is a machavas and he lied. However, loy olo lebalam shem chayva b'shinu bailim. If the kmitza shalei l'shma was about a different person, such as minchas Reuven l'shem minchas Shimon, the obligation is not fulfilled because ein maseh mechichin shu mechazav. It's not obvious that the mincha belongs to Reuven. Accordingly, the Mishnah does not concur with Reb Shimon because the Mishnah refers to cases of shinu kodesh l'shem minchas chayti l'shem minchas nedava, to which Reb Shimon disagrees and holds olo lebalam shem chayva. Rava answers that Reb Shimon holds alu lebayim shem chayva in the case of bekaimitz mincha l'shum mincha. If his intention was in one mincha but a different mincha, the owner's obligation is fulfilled because the pasuk states zayis teres hamincha teira achas l'chol hamanachis. However, loy alu lebayim shem chayva bekaimitz mincha l'shum zevach. If his intention was in a mincha but a zevach, such as a mincha for an oila, the owner's obligation is not fulfilled because there is no pasuk. According to this answer too, the Mishnah does not concur with Reb Shimon because the Mishnah refers to cases of mincha l'shem mincha, l'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chayti, to which Reb Shimon disagrees and holds alu l'bayim shem chayva. This discussion, Reb Shimon's opinion, continues in the next daf.